Welcome to the Love, Heal, Thrive podcast, where you learn to love yourself enough to heal and heal yourself enough to thrive so that you can live a life that feels whole and complete, untriggered and unaffected by the people, places, and emotions that surround you. I'm your host, Erin Gray. I'm a hypnotherapist, Reiki master, medium, certified meditation and Enneagram coach, and simply someone who has experienced and seen energy and energy patterns her whole entire life. And it's been hard, but it doesn't have to be that way. I want to help you learn how to build an empowering life that turns your energy sensitivity into your superpower, and to learn how to own every room you walk into with magnetic, amazing energy. Each week, I will offer you tools and insight from my own journey, as well as bring in amazing guests that will help you on your journey by sharing their incredible story. Together, we will learn how to love ourselves enough to heal and heal ourselves enough to thrive. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Welcome. I am so happy you are here. It is prom season, and I just have to say to this generation of high schoolers, well done. I think they handle dances and proms and all of that so well. Because back in my day, if you didn't have a date, if you didn't get asked to go, you didn't get to go. And that is not the case now. Groups of friends go with groups of friends. You can go with a date if you'd like. You don't have to sit home anymore if you don't have a date like it was back in my day. And I don't know, was it like that back in your day? Maybe it was just my area, but I don't think so. I think it was my generation. And I love that this generation is not like that. So it got me thinking on a larger scale about today's topic. What is keeping you from participating in life? I'm going to dive into some of my dance stories for this greater participating in life conversation. Because my bet is there's somewhere in your life too that you are waiting to be asked before you dance. And I don't think any of us should wait to be asked to dance. In fact, back in my dating days, I went out on a date once and my date didn't want to dance. And I sat there, sadly, next to my date while I watched all these people dancing, and I love to dance. And I remember the next morning telling my mom this story, and she said, next time you get up and dance, I don't care if you're there with someone, you get up and dance, and then let him come up and cut in. And in fact, at her memorial, that was one of the songs that we played was, I Hope You Dance. Because I think that lesson is true always. But every time I hear that song, I think of my mom advising me to dance no matter what. Don't wait for someone to ask you to dance. Dance like your soul is calling you to dance. So back to prom and dancing and being invited, all the topics of today. The word promenade itself is defined by Oxford Languages as taking a leisurely public walk, ride, or drive, as to meet or be seen by others. Because we can't be seen by others if we aren't out in public walking or riding or driving. I am so proud of this group being seen, applauded, and appreciated for all that they do. Not only are these incredible children not waiting to be invited, they're just going with their groups of friends. But now the trend is that groups of girls are gathering to make their own flower bouquets to hold for pictures that they do themselves. Just groups of friends are going, and it's so much fun, so empowering. And it takes the pressure off of attending without a date. So I myself have two distinct memories of feeling that date pressure in school to attend the dance. So this first story takes place in autumn, and there was a brisk, crisp breeze in the air, and it was homecoming. So all the festivities of homecoming filled each day of the week, and it was finally the end of the week. It was Friday at lunchtime even, and the very end of lunch, the bell had even rung a friend of a friend ran up to me really quickly and asked me to go to the dance that was happening that very night. I remember feeling so relieved in that moment because I could finally go, because it wasn't really standard to go to the dances without a date. And nobody had asked me and I didn't have anyone to go with. I was finally able to go. So my mom picked me up after school and we raced to the store to find the perfect dress and shoes super quickly and made it home just in time to get dressed and to go. Honestly, it's one of my favorite memories of my mom and I sharing this afternoon together. And really, to this day, I still am shocked that this was the norm back in the day. But it was. But I was able to go and had a great time with a group of friends and truly enjoyed the dance and was so grateful to have been asked so that I got to go. Fast forward to the springtime, and it was prom season. So we moved from homecoming to prom. And my childhood home was the picture house where everyone gathered for pre-dance pictures. We recently have digitized some of our childhood videos and digitized this major event that happened in my backyard where we had 30 kids taking pictures. But sadly, I could not believe what I saw in this video that I had totally not even remembered. Everyone was dressed so beautifully and sassy and amazing and hair up, makeup done, just incredible outfits. There was totally the parent paparazzi. So that part hasn't changed. Perhaps the cameras have changed, but the parents' love of photos have not. There's still the paparazzi. But out of the corner of the video, I noticed one of our dearest friends from our circle was at the party in a t-shirt and shorts, but she didn't attend the prom because she hadn't been asked by someone to go. It made me so sad that she hadn't been invited, so she didn't go. It just makes me appreciate even more the new prom culture that everyone goes and you go with groups of people, because my heart broke while reliving this day while watching this video, that she didn't get to enjoy this major moment because nobody had asked. And so I am so grateful now that these children don't wait to be asked and they coordinate and go with groups of friends. And the power of friendship is an incredible love, one that should be celebrated all by itself, no date required. Prom aside, or maybe your representation of prom now, what is keeping you from participating in life? Where do you need to invite yourself to dance? Where are you waiting for someone to ask you to maybe join a group or attend a meeting or even have coffee with someone? Our mothers were right when they said, to have a friend, be a friend. It is all about being the world you want to experience. How can you invite yourself to dinner or to that movie or calling up that friend and asking them to coffee? How can you create shifts in your life where you can begin to dance a little bit more? We are going to dive into the energetics behind what might be making that happen in just a moment after this quick message. Don't wait for someone to ask you to dance. If you're not sure if you feel ready, try one-to-one coaching. One-to-one coaching helps you elevate your energetic frequency and welcome in the life of your dreams as you begin to understand what is holding you back and how to best go after what you want. If you'd like to know more, click the link down below. Now, back to the show. I always want to bring our message back to the chakras and energy centers, because as we elevate our energetic frequency, we manifest the life of our dreams. What is keeping you from participating in life? What is keeping you from dancing? For many, they are caught in a cycle of people pleasing. This could be a trauma response to a childhood where we found it beneficial to be people pleasing, but ultimately, people-pleasing is sacrificial. So what does people-pleasing look like energetically? When we examine this in terms of the counter chakra system, people-pleasing looks like an excessive heart chakra and a deficient root chakra because the person in this state is overgiving of themselves, overloving, over-trying to attain inclusion because they feel deficient here within the root chakra. So the themes here within the heart chakra include self-love, self-respect, self-honoring. And the theme here within the root chakra is about tribal inclusion. It's also about our physical world. So it can be about our physical body, but it can also be about material gain. This looks like the person that is overgiving to attain inclusion, overtouching even to be liked. The person that touches your shoulder or rubs your arm that makes you feel uncomfortable. This is excessive heart deficient root. They are trying to gain inclusion, tribal inclusion, increasing that root chakra energy by being excessive here within the heart. The heart chakra feeds that sense of touch and feeds the skin. So do you see how energetically this is trying to balance itself? Maybe not in the best way. This is also the person who overgives in work and says, oh, don't worry about paying me. It's okay. Until they end up being really resentful, which is also a symptom of a heart chakra. So we find ourselves giving away of oneself in order to obtain inclusion, in order to obtain tribal acceptance. We see this within unhealthy relationships as adults, but also within teenagers where people compromise themselves for inclusion, for safety, for security, for provision. How might you be sacrificing yourself in order to gain inclusion into a group, whether that's for work or for personal life or family life? Excessive heart chakra, deficient root chakra. How do we fix this? Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you there. I just want to paint the picture of what people-pleasing looks like energetically. Excessive heart chakra, deficient root chakra. But we can begin to balance this in one of two ways. One, we can begin to set some boundaries around how much we are overgiving. And when we begin to love oneself, when we begin to honor and respect oneself, it naturally begins to create an energetic balance because you decide that your value is not worth being compromised in order to be accepted. And then this funny little interesting thing that happens because the energy then balances and then you're actually then included into the tribe that you are best matched with. We can also balance this energy simply by drawing that energetic cord down into the center of the earth with Mama Earth's permission 90% of the way. Inviting Mama Earth to integrate with that cord and drawing that all the way down into the center of the earth, inviting this beautiful earth energy to infuse that cord to nourish your pelvic floor, the base of your spine, your perineum, nourishing, growing this root chakra energy, knowing that you are divinely accepted, you are divinely loved, provided for, safe, secure, and included in the group. And when you feel this divine inclusion here in your pelvic floor, the base of your spine, your perineum, what happens on the inside happens on the outside, and you attract that inclusion because you are the energetic signature of inclusion. Ultimately, we find balance here between the heart chakra and the root chakra, and you find that you're enjoying balanced, healthy, self-loving, self-respecting relationships, all while being included. Give it a try. Let me know how it goes down below. I would love to hear. Because once you honor yourself more, hold boundaries, you feel better about yourself, you raise your energetic frequency, and like attracts like. Is your people-pleasing keeping you from participating in your own life? Are you too worried to dance because you want to be included in a group that may or may not benefit you? What is keeping you from participating in your life? So the opposite of this energetic state also keeps us from our ideal life. And this looks like hookup culture. Hookup culture is on the opposite spectrum of people pleasing. This is excessive root chakra and deficient heart chakra. So again, the themes here that exist are here within the heart. It is about connection. It is about self-love. It is about self-honoring, self-respect. And our root chakra is about tribal inclusion, provision, material gain, as well as our physical life. This means in terms of our physical world, so that can mean money, but it's also our physical body, our true health, our adrenal system, everything that exists here within our root chakra. But hookup culture looks like we want more flesh. We want to hook up with more people, believing that it's going to provide this connection that ultimately is wanting to come through in this partnership. Excessive root chakra, deficient heart chakra. And when we look at this in terms of the counter chakra, it is the asymptomatic partner that is longing, asking, begging to be healed. So the symptom is showing up as flesh, flesh, flesh. But what is looking, begging for healing is this state of connection. And we believe that we can fill this void through physical action, but it ultimately just leaves us feeling disrespected and dishonored. But when we can begin to invigorate the heart chakra and add energy to the heart chakra, it begins to establish equilibrium between these two energy centers. How do we do this? We begin by loving on one's self. So the heart chakra feeds our sense of touch as well as our skin. I assign to you giving yourself a great big hug every morning, looking in those beautiful eyes of yours and telling yourself, I love you, while touching your skin and giving yourself a great big hug. Because again, this energy center feeds our skin and our sense of touch. So it is about touching our body and loving ourself to begin to ignite these feelings and this energy of self-love. As we begin to honor and love ourselves, we will attract relationships that feel connected and loving and life-giving, as well as honoring and respectful. Is hookup culture keeping you from participating in your own life? Could you be a part of hookup culture right now, just looking for tribal inclusion in this hookup culture world? But really, your heart is asking for you to connect to you first and then to someone else? Because our heart chakra is ultimately about loving oneself first and connecting to oneself first and then connecting to another. How can you find balance here between this partnership? What is your heart chakra and root chakra trying to say to you? How can this partnership help you participate in a beautiful life that's full of dancing? As you reflect, are you in a state of people pleasing? Are you in a state of hookup culture? And by the way, hookup culture doesn't necessarily always have to just be hooking up. It can be checking out when you're having a physical relationship, if you're in a committed relationship. It can also be about placing material gain over relationship. Are you placing money or things over the relationships in your life? How can you participate differently in your own life? How can you ask yourself to dance? How can you love up on yourself so that you can bring a full, complete, loving version of yourself to everyone in your life? Dance at your own prom every single day. And when you are asked to dance, I hope you say yes and enjoy the dance of a lifetime. And one more shout out, way to participate in your own life, Gen Z. Keep up the great self-love and honoring. Way to promenade and way to celebrate you and to know that you alone, not just Gen Z, but everyone, deserve to have fun because you are you without anyone's permission or invitation. Good luck this week as you are balancing your heart chakra and root chakra in whatever way you find that you need to balance this energy here. Let me know down below how powerful and helpful this was for you. If you'd like to see a visual of this, I've included a link down below to my chakra example that I've offered here on this. And I can't wait to hear how this was helpful for you. If you found this helpful, thank you so much for just liking down below. I so appreciate it. It makes such a difference just liking it down below. If you can leave a comment, even better. If you really loved this and you feel like there are dancers in your life that would be benefited from this message, I'd be so grateful if you posted it wherever you post your favorite podcasts and tag me so that I can give you a huge shout out and we can get our dance on together. Enjoy prom season, enjoy dancing, and have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I will see you next week. Love yourself enough to heal yourself enough to thrive. Take care.